I am unashamed. What about you?
You'll find this interesting. So after we do our last podcast, whatever, 2 or 3 days ago, I go home and my lovely wife is like, "Hey, babe, what'd y'all do on the podcast today?" Which I thought was an interesting question. Maybe she's a listener now.
Lisa told me she don't have the patience to listen to us. So I was like, well, all right, whatever.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
She doesn't like have the patience.
That's what she said. That was the way she put it.
Why would listening?
Because Alex, my daughter, listens. And so we were talking, she and I were talking about the podcast because she was like, "You don't have to put up with Papa Phil's misogyny." I said, "What were you talking about?" She was like, "Well, when he compares me to a dog." And I was like, "Oh, well, he's just kidding. When you said that women are like dogs or whatever."
I mean, yeah, you offend. But see, Phil does that.
That's why I told her. I was like,
he offends everybody. Phil has the ability to offend everybody with equal enthusiasm.
He's like Trump.
He doesn't really mean to. He's just making a point.
That's right.
So anyway, I said, "Well, we talked about John too, you know, changing the water to wine." She's like, "Oh, well, I bet that was good." You know, I was like, "Well, yeah, I thought we had an interesting angle." She said, "Well, of course it's an interesting angle." And then I told her my interesting angle, which was the miracle really didn't have much of a payoff.
Right.
Showing you, and I told her, you know, kind of what we came up with was that if you chase miracles instead of the miracle worker, you might wind up at a party drinking some wine. And that's it. Yeah. You know, you need to get to the miracle worker to have, you know, the greatness of life and eternal life. And, you know, I did it with passion. She's like, "Well, no, I meant that he did that for his mom." And I was like, "You know, did y'all talk about that?" I said, "Not really.
We mentioned it, but we didn't."
She's like, "Well, you missed the whole point. I mean, you know, here he was. It wasn't his time." I was like, "Well, yeah." I said, "I didn't really know what that meant." She's like, "Yeah, but even though his mom was flawed," which some people disagree with that probably, "but, and he wasn't, he did it to make her happy."
I think that's true.
She was like, it was showing, and it was in, you know, this wedding, you know, because you know how women are about weddings. So that was the theme in her mind.
Yep.
It was all about making the mom happy in this wedding atmosphere, showing.
Well, it's funny because Alex and I, my daughter, talked about it, and her whole thing was, and we didn't talk about this at all, was that Jesus, the family, the guy that's his wedding, and it's his, you know, he's the host, that he helped him save face by doing this for him, for these people, like, because, you know, in their culture, and I had not thought about that aspect of it. But so it's really, I guess, you know, women, as you said, are God created strange.
Well, she said, "You need to remember that miracle when there's something that I want you to do that you don't want to do." And so then,
I see where this is going.
Yeah, now we're getting down to it.
So then I broke the cardinal rule again because I said, "Well, you're not my mom," which was, you know, in year one when Reed was born. So we're 5 years into the marriage.
You're not my mom.
So look, Mother's Day happens. Well, I don't get her a card. It never crossed my mind for the obvious reason.
She's not your mom.
Yeah.
See, that makes perfect sense.
So then she asked me why I didn't get her a card. And I said, "You're not my mom." Well, she just immediately started crying. Yeah. Well, I hope y'all had
there's counseling.
I hope we got a close up of Michelle's eye roll.
There's counseling sessions available, Jace. I mean, you know, if we having a discussion on whether your wife is your mother or not.
That's where I was coming.
It's pretty simple if you look at it.
Well, you know what I do now?
But it'd been a nice gesture if you did that.
Every year after that, on Mother's Day, I get her a nice little card. Because yep. She is. She's a mom. You know, that was one I thought, well, you know, she's got a point. She's a mother.
I'm with you. I mean, I don't remember Lisa ever crying about it, but I probably got her card at some point. But the good thing was for me, once my kids got big enough, then they took over for that. It's kind of like with you. you know, once they took over, then I never really felt like I had to anymore. But, well, but I mean, I get it.
I mean, we were raised in an environment, you know, which is kind of awkward that you're sitting here. But, you know, you weren't exactly on Mother's Day. You treated it like any other day, you know.
But through the years, I've told your mother many, many times, especially on the grandmother side, right, on what a fine mom and grandmother
she gives you total props that you have really, in your years, have grown to express more appreciation for mom. There's no doubt about it.
But
that woman does great work with other people's children, like the little black kid the other day, you know. He looked at me. He walked up there, and we was in the church building. He said, "That's my grandma," and he pointed at Miss K. And Miss K was grinning, you know. Well, the little black dude with him said, "Well, if she's your grandma," he pointed to me, and he said, "He's your grandpa." And he went, "Whoa!"
he
looked at me, and he went, "Whoa!"
He wasn't sure how he felt about
that. You're going down that road, son. Go all the way with it. There's your grandpa standing right beside it. He's like, "Yo, wait a minute.
The arrangement has taken a turn," is what he was saying. It wasn't for the better. It's become scary.
Kind of scary.
He was just like, "I don't know about this."
You were, in his mind, you were Abraham. She was Sarah. You were Abraham. You were kind of scary.
Yeah.
So, Jace, when you go to the bathroom, do you usually close the door? When you go to a bathroom,
I'd say 50% of the time. What?
It's all right.
I usually close the door too.
Well, hey, sorry. Confessions of a duck man.
In today's world, I'm actually taking a leak, and I'm like this.
Even with the door closed.
Yeah, I'm looking around behind
me. Because you don't want people coming by looking in while you're using the bathroom.
If they're in my house, Al, we got a different issue.
Well, you might have. So the folks at ExpressVPN asked this question. It's a great question, because just like you don't want people looking in the bathroom when you're going to the bathroom, you don't want people looking in on you while you're on the computer, when you're looking on the internet, when you're doing all these things. That's what people do now. They look in, they get your information. And so you can stop that, and you can do it with these guys at ExpressVPN. Basically, they secure your network. That's what it means, virtual private network. They're going to protect you from folks looking in on your phone, laptop, all these things. These companies, they do this and get your information. So if you want to be protected and you don't want people looking in, go to ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN.com/Phil. You're going to get, if you put that code in, you get 3 months for free to check this out. So if you don't want people looking in, ExpressVPN.com/Phil.
I just thought it was weird.
I gave him a hug. I said, "Oh, yeah, I'll be your grandpa, man."
Now, people have different perspectives. You know, we talk about these things, and we're men.
My point is, before you go further, is that if a little kid says that about a woman who just is there, members of the church,
teaching him, and
their parents, their parents are not members there, but they, some of the kids just show up.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, a lot of them off the street, whatever, but they come in there. But after Miss K had worked with him for the last year,
right,
you know, it is pretty – I got the drift when he said, "She's my grandma," meaning there was a connection there.
Yeah.
That's what the church should be.
It should be.
Look, families, exactly right. We convert all these people.
So to me, that's far more important than the cards.
That's a good point.
It's a great point. But I think
Reality comes out when you see something like that. You know, Miss K's doing some good with him. Young boys.
But my point was, having looked back in my immature ways at 23 years old, it's a terrible line to say the reason I didn't get you anything is because you're not my mom. I mean, I said it, you know, as an immature 23, well, you're not my mom.
Right.
Well, okay. Well, my wife has never raised her voice at me. We're not, you know, we're not that kind of, it was about 2 days of like, "Are you over this yet?" Yeah.
I've never shopped in a store where you could get a card for your mother. I've never been in there where you buy the cards. I don't know where you get one.
Have you ever been in the mall that we have here?
No.
You've never been in the mall?
Never been in the mall. I drive by it on Interstate 20, and I see a lot of buildings there.
It's been here 35 years.
We need to do – you need to have like a bucket list. I mean, you need to go to the mall once just a look.
I've tried a few times just maybe to stop in, but early in the morning, you know, I can stop in stores and go and get a package of gum or something and come out. But as far as doing any shopping.
Well, the mall's
the merchandise
current,
outpost.
The current structure of things, it's really difficult for me to just walk into a like a mall walking around because there's just too many people coming up and saying this and that and the other. It's just way more trouble than it's worth.
Well, in the old,
I just have to stay out of there. I'm going to just tell you like it is.
In the old days before the show, way back,
yeah, when
y'all used to do,
I could have done it then.
Y'all used to do a lot of travel for filming the duck videos. When you do that, y'all would stop at a store to get some grub or stop at a Walmart. Oh, yeah. I mean
that's kind of part of the process.
But that's the only time Dad's ever – what he's talking about is here and locally in town, you don't go to the store. But no. You hadn't done it our whole lives.
Oh, no. I didn't do it before the show and all that, but now I certainly don't do it. I just can't do it. It's just too much trouble.
Yeah. Well, I was just fascinated that you
But I could send somebody, I guess, to get cards and stuff like that.
Well, you fast forward now. I was telling you this about my lovely wife. You fast forward now that maturity is taken hold, and somebody said most of the people that are listening are men, so this will be good. But there are some women.
We do have a lot of women, but we do have more men, I think.
So last night she said, I thought I'd do tacos for supper. I said, well, I thought this was after the conversation about the podcast, you know. And I said, I thought I'd try to go catch some fish and cook you supper tonight. She's like, oh, that's a better idea, you know. So now I've put myself out there, and I think that's part of this, where we're going with this, because the bottom line is, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking if I pull this off, this.
I know
this,
where you're going.
Yeah. See, she, out of gratitude, you know.
Well, Jay's had a whole strategy set on that.
So look, I take off, and, you know, you want to prove your skills, you know, put some pressure on it, you know what I mean? Because now I've
so you're sneaking over to Willie's pond.
I've heightened the expectations. Well, you know, I got a little treetop down there that I know where the crappie's at. I fished there for about 5 minutes, nothing. And so then, you know, I'm starting to sweat because I'm like, boy, can you believe it? I mean, frustration is mounting now because I'm like, I cannot believe this. So anyway, I tried some other spots, and now I'm just it's getting dark, and I'm like, well, it's not going to work. And then boom, I caught one, and so then I caught another one. You know how it is. I found where they were, and they're spawning, so they're shallower. That's where the adjustment I made. So
you were tying in the number of fish you were catching with your current relationship with your wife, because you had promised her fish, and
in hopes of a reward.
It wasn't working out. I would have said something before I had, now they're not biting if they don't catch any. we might go to plan too, but you're in a, you've got yourself in a bind.
I went all in
because you told her fish fry is on the way, and
she's not gonna be like, well, all right, come on, if I didn't catch any fish.
I realized that once I said, let me cook supper for
you.
Who wants to sleep with a loser? That's what she's
saying. Not going
to
sleep with a loser. And guess what? In this one moment, I didn't meet my end of the bargain. I should be punished.
So one of the things we know that kids are super creative, and every generation sort of learns new things that we don't know about. And this whole generation, Dad is aware, is computers, cell phones. You know, they just know more. We know more than you, but my kids and grandkids.
They stampeded by me and left me in the dust.
Oh, you were just.
Yeah, Jace knows more than me. I mean, just funny, even 5 years different. So, but you got to monitor. The problem is there's so much bad stuff that goes on. If you're as a parent, if you're not looking out for your kids, you can have some
major
problems.
You must do that.
So there's a company that's got some great help. It's called Circle. And these guys, Circle Home Plus is the big name for it. It's called Circle. It's basically a way to manage and filter what comes into your home and what goes out. You're basically able to control that. And they got an app. You go there, you download it. Basically, you can know what your kids are looking at, what they're not looking at, and you can block things. So we encourage you to do that. It's very important for your kids and for your family. Right now, for a limited time, you can get $30 off of Circle Home Plus. So what you do is you go to meetcircle.com/unashamed, That's your code to get the $30 off. MeetCircle.com/unashamed. Get $30 off. And the most important thing is you get to protect your kids because they're going to know more than you know.
I've read this to Miss Kay, y'all's mother, more than once. A woman's beauty, 1 Peter 3, verse 4, should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. I didn't write this. God had Peter write it down. Which is of great worth in God's sight. He said, when I find one that's gentle and has a gentle and quiet spirit. And he goes on to say, for this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. Mm-hmm. They were submissive to their own husbands like Sarah. We normally stress the father of our faith, Abraham. We seldom, and it's not quite right either, we seldom tout the fact that Sarah is the mother of our faith. That's so right. She had a gentle quiet. She obeyed Abraham and called him, you can just run this by Missy, called him her master. Ooh. You're her daughters if you do what is right. And an interesting statement.
I can tell
and
you don't like give that
way
part.
To, don't give way to fear. You say, well, why would a woman fear being known for a gentle and quiet spirit and being submissive to her husband? Why would she have to fear? Well, try that in today's culture. And let's see how well it works out.
But it's because
how many attacks you will receive just because your woman is gentle and quiet spirit. That's Miss K. Right. Somebody said, "Well, okay." To me, it's a sign of strength on behalf of a woman.
Well,
it really
to
is.
Me, I always start off that Ephesians 5 with that submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Yep.
There's neither male nor female in Christ. We're all married to Jesus, and I always go to that of all things, that Groundhog Day movie. Illustration,
but you do understand how the mother of your faith was.
Yeah, but let me finish my point in that, you know, that silly movie, when he woke up, when he had this power to do the same thing every day, which is what kind of marriage illustrates. You're doing the same thing over and over again and trying to keep the fire roaring. But when he became totally unselfish in everything he did, in every relationship, you know, then he moved on. And to me, that's what you got to do. That's why I've set this up. Like, I'm going to cook for you. You know, I'm gonna wake up and see how I can, you know, make you happy. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Now, I think, you know, as far as me leading the family in a direction that's north, heavenly, you do that in other ways. But as far as your day-to-day life, if both of you are being unselfish and you're looking to the needs of the other one, that thing's going to be vibrant.
That's right.
So, you know, I get out of the pond. I knew I needed 7 because I'm going to eat 5. She's going to eat 2. And because I'm going to blacken
the
fish.
7 fish.
Well, I'm going to fry mine because I'm a man. That's what I do. But she likes them blackened in butter and olive oil. I know what she likes, you know. And so
we're inside the bowels of the Jason and Missy Robertson marriage.
Now. I knew you would like this story. And so look,
I like my fish fried. That's what Clint Eastwood said. You know, I like chicken, you know, fried.
I don't remember that movie. I've seen every Clint Eastwood movie. What movie is that?
It was Clint Eastwood. I like my chicken fried.
Is that a Clint Eastwood movie?
I don't know. John Belushi said it.
Well, go on with your story. Okay. So you got the white perch.
Well, first of all, I get the white perch, and then I walk down because I got to clean them. But you know, I was back in the house in 15 minutes.
Yep.
She was like, "You already got them clean?" I was like, "Yeah." See, that she was impressed. See, I'm impressing her along the way. Yeah. I went and caught them. Now I've cleaned them. Just
Jace is like a peacock. You know, he's got his feathers are all plumed. He's strutting around, you know. Yeah.
He's taking the submit to one another to a great length, to a sure enough, I mean,
he's
in like, concrete concept.
He's the cock of the walk.
So you got the fish clean.
And then I cook them.
She's patiently waiting on
you. Yeah, and I, you know, we throw in a baked potato here, and then I get her plate. I'm like, yours are ready, hot
working
off the griddle,
team.
You know. No, she's not doing anything.
He's just doing it for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hand it to
her. You're being a servant.
She eats it, and then I gorge myself with the rest.
Yep.
You know? And so then I'm like, what about it? Well, she can't quit talking about it. Well, it's amazing. Because, you know, you take a fish that was just swimming 15 minutes ago.
You're winning her heart.
Oh, I won the heart. You know,
he's going for the body. I know what he's going for. The heart's just the means.
Yeah, and so after a digestion period and, you know, just normal conversation, she's like, well, you know, Mia's at this. She's gone, you know. I'm like, Oh, really? Well, now, see, I knew that.
It's like you can hear the music.
You're thinking, zing, payoff.
Well, I knew that going in. You see what I mean?
It's so, all unfolding. As
Jace, I haven't quite gotten servanthood down to that. 10 minutes before I walked up here with y'all today, Miss Kay says, I have a chicken. How do you want me to fix it? I said, let's see. Whatever is easier for you, Miss Kay. She said, well, I just thought about it. Since Al's here, he might like sticky chicken. Yep. Well, that means,
I do love sticky chicken.
That means, because I'm the sticky chicken king. Right. I can cook them. Sticky chicken, we call it. And I'll give you all the recipe later. But anyway,
it's really good.
I said, well, if Al's here, I said, do you want me to cut the chicken up and make sticky chicken out of it instead of you having the food with it? She said, I would love that. So I go in. I cut up the chicken 15 minutes ago. It's now in the oven, and you brown it, and then you put it in the oven for about an hour, hour and a half, and season it real highly. So it's just chicken, olive oil and butter browned, and you throw about 10 or 12 cloves of garlic over in it and put a lid on it, put it in the
oven,
brown it.
So you're saying you may get lucky later.
No, I wasn't worried about that at all. I did it with nothing in return. But you say, well, you did a serving thing. You had to cook the meal instead of her. I didn't mind it at all.
I don't mind it. I like the process.
It does not hurt my manhood to walk in there in the kitchen and fix a meal.
No, but my point was I like the process because I got to catch the fish.
But I don't go so precise as you are. Like you were – you were, you know, this thing, you know, this was a 5 hour. How to be nice to my wife?
Total length of time.
Confused on whether she's my mother or my wife. I'm clearing it up here.
No, that happened years ago. I was saying,
it all together for us here.
Jace, you're not a millennial, but you have millennial tendencies from time to time.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
I was saying my maturity level has now, I knew the process on what was going to happen if I pull it off. I wasn't making it a big deal.
How old are you, Jace, today? You're 50.
50.
50 how
but much? I've done this 100 times.
50 on the button.
50 on the button.
Now you're 50 what?
55.
55. I've just noticed that when I go provide a meal off the land and provide, you know, and clean and cook, I just noticed that it sets a situation for lovemaking that just happens organically.
I never had tied those two things together, but I learned something every day.
Nor have I.
Al, have you ever made a connection with that?
I have not.
I guarantee
you.
Think about it. You need to go catch some fish, Al.
If the fish had not been biting, he's out.
Well, that's what I like about it. There's the challenge. You talk about, look, I got my hat backwards.
I don't catch these white perch. There's no sex today, that's for sure. It all hinges on the crappie. Sacole.
Yeah, you know, I have just a much more subtle approach, I guess. I don't know. I've never thought about it quite like that level.
I'm saying it's going to happen.
There's a lot of weird
anyway.
People out there, Al. I'm just glad I'm not one of them.
Yeah, me too.
Y'all are missing the point. It's going to happen anyway because we all have good wives and we have good relationships and we are being unselfish. It's going to happen anyway. I'm just saying if you want to create a little extra passion, just a little kicker, then you create the competition with yourself in pulling this off. It's a greater payoff.
I've said this before, but Jace, you got to remember, when old dad here, I'll be 74 in a couple of months. We're just trying to get through the sex thing without getting hurt. That's where we are there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I know.
You haven't reached that. I'm just preparing you, son, for what's to come.
And when I get there, I'll try to find a creative way to keep it.
There you go.
Bubbly.
Then you're fishing, maybe. So what you both described from your text reading was, and this is a great lesson for our male listeners out there, especially young husbands, when you live and act like Abraham, it makes it a lot easier for your wife to be like Sarah.
No doubt about it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, one of the things in the text, you understand, Sarah was a great woman of faith, no doubt about it. But Abraham was a great father of faith.
Yep.
And therefore, he was a godly man. When God told him to do something, he did it. And well, so that
things worked out a lot of better.
A lot better when both of you are following
up. No doubt about it.
But you got to think about it. What is the, you know, for me to get turned on by my wife, all I need is to be within arm's reach.
Correct.
Because men, we're more, you know, visual and whatever. But women, you know, they like the process. They like the romance. I was trying to introduce a foreign concept.
You were thinking, Jace.
One guy.
No, it's romantic to her for.
One guy said it was like, he said when it comes to sex, that men are microwaves and women are ovens. You know, it takes a little while to get the temp up for them, but we're pretty much just in one, you know, just like one setting. We're ready to rock.
See, I did something. Now, we're getting into the details of how I think, which is scary.
Yeah.
Boy.
But see, one thing I did during this process is I wore gloves when I caught the fish and when I cleaned them. And my outer, I had two layers of clothes on. So once I had the fish clean, I took the the top layer off, put that in the washer, because I knew I'm going to cook this good meal. And this process may evolve, which I knew it would.
And you didn't want something fishy coming along.
I didn't want to be smelling like a fish because that may ruin the moment.
Man.
You know, Alice, this redneck logic is scary at times.
Well, I tell you what, Jace, you talk about plan out an evening. I mean, we're down to the fish
smell. So these men will know. So these men will know.
Pretty good. That's why it's so perky this morning.
So these guys listening will know. You say, Phil, has there been a serious argument between you and your woman in the last 25 years? No. We used to, I'm running my mouth, you know, headstrong, you know, the younger day.
We remember
those days. But we have not had a serious argument literally in 25 years. I mean, it's just, we just don't do that.
Yeah, you know? Part of the reason that I'm sharing this story is, you know, I was like everybody else when you're young and you tend to, you know, especially with the internet and all, and you're just bombarded by all this.
I hear that.
Pornography and, you know, whatever.
Just gutter snipes and.
Well, and just, you know, some women dress.
What a way to live your life.
But what I'm saying is to combat that in my mind from, because I'm a one woman guy. That's why God is, you know, I've talked many times, greatest sex on earth between a man and a woman that are married. God sanctioned, you know, disease free, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in the day to day activities to combat the temptation of looking at other women or the internet, well, I try to just focus all my energy on one woman, which is my wife.
So go back to the women on the internet. Like, who?
My point is,
who is it?
But you're not getting my point. My point is a way for me in my mind not to look at that kind of stuff. Is to think, to wake up every morning and try to be creative in how I'm going to look at this woman later. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So we started out with a family business, Duck Commander, and you were pretty much looking at the beginning core of it right here, and Mom. You know, it was us. My grandparents were part of the early stages. So it was really interesting because we literally, Dad, you built it from a one-man operation with your family. As you went forward, it did get bigger, you know, when Willie took over. And then all of a sudden you had a lot of employees to take care of. You never really had that. We just had a handful of people out here building duck calls.
Oh, it was a violation of every child labor law that there is. But that's another story.
I was looking at the bandsaw they got up in the museum, and I remember being about 12 years old with my hands this close to that thing day in and day out. And I thought, oh, my word, it's a wonder I still got all my parts.
Evidence that there's a God that we all made it. And I have actually 10 fingers.
All my digits. That's exactly right. So we built it. I mean,
I didn't know it was going to do as well as it did.
We built something great, and now it's a lot of employees. And so you have issues that come up. One of the things is human resources, which we wouldn't even know anything about back in the day. But it's very important now. You got all these laws. You got people that can sue you. Your employees can sue you. You need somebody to be able to manage this, and it's very expensive. So there's a company, Bambee, B-A-M-B-E-E. That's specifically for small business. Basically, they become your human resources. So you don't have to hire a guy, pay the salary, pay the insurance, all these different things that are there. Great concept, great idea. You pay it month to month, no fees. You can cancel anytime. So you want to check these guys out if you have a small business and you need to know for your employees some human resources ideas. So here's what you do. Bambee.com/Robertson. If you go there right now, you get a free audit. Bambee.com/Robertson. That's Bambee. Check it out for your business.
If I'm going to channel all my energy, I've heard you say that many times, you need to channel all your energy towards your wife. You can have all the sex you want. Well, that's what I'm doing. But a byproduct of channeling all your energy is coming up with creative ways to keep everything it's fun to
me.
I'm
glad I don't have a cell phone. That's just one thing I don't have to worry about.
Well, look, the internet has now become, not for the more porn on the men's side, women on the connection side. They feel put upon, their husband doesn't love me, so they get on the Facebook or something, they connect with an old friend from high school, and he tells her, you know, how good she used to look. And all of a sudden...
But that's part of, too, just typing on the internet. You can be a better version of yourself.
That's right.
That's what's addictive to people.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's like you meet in a private, like, room that's a virtual room, and you start flirting with somebody. This is how this gets started. And you can put your best foot forward, and there's really no strings attached. And that causes excitement with people.
And that's terrible.
Next thing you know, they're meeting for real. Now, once you cross that bridge, which then it's a disappointment naturally because you look down and it's just carnal living.
Do you remember the woman, Dad, that did the did your article in Time magazine? We've told her story before. You know, the one member, she was the Aussie woman.
The one that didn't like woman to eat meat.
Right. So Belinda's her name. So she did an article about a year ago in Time magazine. I'm in a lot of airports, so it was the cover story, and it said something about porn is destroying America or something like that, or destroying culture. But it was on Time magazine. And I noticed her name on the byline. And so, because I communicate with her ever since she did the article. So I said, I'll get that and read it. You know, probably something I can use. I was shocked when I read it because, you know, she's not necessarily a spiritual person for sure. So she did this strictly from a journalistic viewpoint. But she had all these interviews with, most of them were mid-20s to, you know, late 20-year-old men, 20 to 30. And basically the problem that she discovered was that all these men were impotent. Now, they're vibrant. They're, you know, workout. They look great, but they couldn't have sex with their girlfriend, wife, significant other, whatever. Over and over and over, all of a sudden this huge problem. Well, there's been now enough data. The problem was all these young men started on porn when they were, you know, preteen, looking on the phone, internet, whatever. And they were so drenched in the porn that then when they got old enough for a real woman.
Well, it was not. Yeah.
Couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Ha. That's how their mind was. So they were, it's funny, they were all this anti-porn movement of these young men. Nothing to do with God, spirituality, nothing in the article even mentioned what we would say, you know, coming from a biblical viewpoint. But I found it interesting that even in a world setting that people recognize how dangerous this is and how bad it is. And these young men, they were struggling. They were like, I mean, are we going to spend our whole lives not being able to have sex now because we were addicted to porn? So they're basically saying, get off the porn.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was amazing. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it made sense.
It's not a real, you know? It's a fantasy land in your mind, you know, of the evil one. I mean, it's not the real, the real
Well, it's
world.
The same thing you were talking about a minute ago. It's not real, just like the other part isn't real about people. They're fake and hide behind. They call it catfishing, you know, where you all of a sudden they're talking about how great they are. Then if you looked at them in the real life, you're like, well, who is this person? This isn't the person I've been talking to for the last 6 months.
I mean, in the real
world,
that's
how fake it is.
You have your wife. You enjoy the process. I mean, this is a person. Right. She's not here, you know, just to make you happy. I mean, you just enjoy the process. You laugh sometimes. Sometimes you're like, you know, what in the world happened? I don't know.
Well, you always said, Dad, in your teaching, I mean, us growing up here, and you did a good job with us, is like, look, this is the way God says is the best way. And you have your wife, your woman, as you said, and then, I mean, you keep it with you and her. That's your process.
Yep.
You're going to be happier. Your life's going to be better.
No doubt
and there's
about
no
it.
Doubt that's true. That's been a truism. You know,
no doubt
all
about
I
it.
Was saying is if you bring a few bells and whistles – to the process, it can make it a little more enjoyable.
All right. So you got that, Dad?
I don't want anybody getting hurt. You might not ought to do what I'm telling you because you've had a series of injuries the past year. And now that I've thought about it, that's a lot of pressure on Dad
because he has got to go catch some fish. That's a lot to ask for. Although Dad's pretty good about
it. I can hear it now, you know. Feels like I dislocated my hip. So what happened? Well, it all started when I cleaned some fish. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. I blackened them.
Well, the I have excitement. A backache now, but it's certainly not from having too much sex. I'm actually glad that the sex drive goes down when you get in your 70s. I'm mid 70s.
Kind of a blessing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Really? God designed it that way. I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Yeah, that's not the driving force in your life.
I don't care if one walks by half naked. You say, you've done moved past all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my misery because of it when I was in my younger days, teenage on up to, through college and all, just drunken, whatever. Oh, yeah. But I dealt with it. But I look back at it now and I said, boy, what a fool I was.
It's just so
not using my head.
It's so
part
fleeting.
Of the reason I trusted God on this was listening, to you on that too. I mean, you were saying that kind of speech as a kid.
That now that's something I don't have to fool with. I thank Him.
I remember you saying, not really jokingly, but it was funny when you remember the crossover time. This had probably been 10 years ago. When you said, when it gets down to me and Miss Kay, we're watching the movie and say, what do you think, sex or popcorn tonight? I think I'd rather have the popcorn. It's okay. We're good. That's good. I mean, that's when you kind of had.
Let's go with the popcorn. Okay.
But I love the choice being laid out there. It was pretty good. So this is why I love the Unashamed podcast, by the way. So we start out with a story. We went off into the whole wild part of life and marriage and everything else, which is good.
I thought y'all would just agree. I didn't know it was going to become a point of conflict. I've been called a millennial.
I just never have heard that well thought out of a plan that we're finally going to end up in the hay. I just never compartmentalized every move I was making.
We rarely get a peek into Jace's mindset.
Yeah.
It is quite the mindset.
And you wonder why these yuppies act like they do. I'm like, yeah, okay.
So now I'm going to make a bet.
The more people listening to what we talked about are going to be on my side than y'all. They're going to think, that's awesome. You're acting like I've, discovered some new...
I just never heard that well thought out of a,
me either.
A plan that was that well thought out.
That thing was, man.
I'll tell you what, it worked.
Man, I got to catch these fish or I'm done today.
Well, that's look. I mean, that was appealing to the competitive nature of male.
He was going into his manhood. I mean, like he challenged himself.
I like putting myself to the test. My fishing skills because my weakest. Area of fishing is crappie fishing with a pole. That's not one of my strengths. I would have just
inserted something along the line. If I don't catch these fish, plan two is, if I don't catch any, we'll have to. But James was thinking,
no plan B.
My manhood is riding on whether I catch
these
fish.
That's exactly right. You got it. We can move on now.
Yeah, okay.
That's fun. Yeah. That's not fun to you?
Oh, geez. He comes up with something, yeah.
There's no courage.
He's a good thinker, but sometimes you're like, yeah.
Sometimes overthinking it. Don't overthink it, Jace.
All right, can I give you this? There's no courage if there's not a possibility of danger or failure. I didn't read that somewhere, but somebody needs to write that down. Where's the courage in that? We've had a Selah moment here.
Okay. I don't know.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit FearlessArmyRollCall.com to secure your spot.
Next question. What's the question?
All right, so we got some questions that we were going to do. Now the podcast is almost over, but we'll do one. This is a pretty good one that a lot of people struggle with. And so the Kathy asked us, she said, where's the fine line between showing love like Jesus taught, which obviously he did and lived, and having what she calls righteous anger, like the Bible talks about? So well, how do you be like Jesus and deal with anger?
You know? Righteous anger is a healthy emotion, because if you took anger out of the human race, if you took it out where it didn't exist, no one ever got angry about anything. Some things you need to be angry about. It's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, injustice, the killing of the unborn.
Yeah.
I mean, that should make you – it's not right.
Yeah.
There's nothing right about it.
Well,
it's
whoever
brutal.
The guy said that life is 10% of what happens and 90% how you respond, I mean, being angry – if you took that into light, if that was the 10%, then what you do about that anger,
right,
for the 90% would be my illustration on that. I mean, it's like it's okay to be angry, but how you act on it, there's where the problem
is. You can
come.
Be angry, but you don't have to sin, and you say, well, what's the possibility that will come out of my anger? You verbally lash back out at someone who has sinned against you, and you're mad. You verbally chastise them, cursing and whatnot, you right. say that'd be sin. Or you physically start putting your fist between their eyes. You say, okay, now you're beating them half to death because you got mad, whatever she said. We're talking argument. You say, that's out, or you'd be sinning. Don't in your anger, do not sin.
Where is
but
that?
The third thing,
where is that?
That's Ephesians 4:26.
So the bottom line is, you say, well, what's the third thing? You say, what if I just keep my mouth shut and walk away? There's still the danger, even though you didn't lash out physically or verbally, when you leave the contact and you walk away, you're bitter because they did what they did to you, which was not right.
Right.
So you say, well, there's no way out then. There's a way out. Just forgive them.
Yeah.
Forgive them and walk away. And don't be bitter, because bitterness is worse than lashing out physically or verbally.
So anger.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, anger is the way you're describing it is the same way that Paul said in Ephesians 4. It's a gateway emotion.
You don't have to sin just because you're mad.
Right. In your anger, do not sin. And here's the way he put it. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. In other words, something makes you mad. So you got, now we're talking about the sun going down. So we're talking about a day here. How long does it hold? And then he says in verse 27, and do not give the devil a foothold.
That's why the people who murder their own children, I hate that practice, but I don't hate the people who are doing it. I would tell them, look, I mean,
most of them
let them live, man.
Most of them
I mean,
confused.
I wouldn't bang them up and knock them on the side, throw them up against the wall because they're killing their children.
Or
I would just say,
abortion doctors.
It's not right.
Yeah,
that's not
the right reaction.
You know, that was that Ephesians 4 is a quote from Psalm 4:4, which says, in your anger, do not sin. When you're on your bed, search your heart and be silent.
Yeah.
Which is a good thought in that you search your heart and see what your motive is. You know, I don't know why this popped in my mind. I saw the biggest anger issues and problems that I've ever seen in my life when our church did an organized flag football season. When our church, it was a church sanctioned event, because all of us
and
are
that brought forth anger.
Oh my goodness,
incredible.
We did it on Wednesday nights after we met together.
Fist
fight, you know, hey, we're all down there talking about the Lord and how good he is, and then
I've never heard this story.
Fist fight after the deal. Yeah.
Cursings. Cursing.
Look, one night, me and Willie were on the same team, and we won. But
shocker.
You know what's funny about Willie?
Somebody need to give a lesson on repentance.
Oh, we had some.
Well, look, one night.
We had to quit the league.
Well, one night, because look, here's what happened.
I shut it down.
It's like Willie was in a situation where he had dated some girl. I mean, we're going back 20, 30 years before he was married, that was now married to one of the members, which I didn't even know that, you know.
Yeah.
And I was sensing some tension. Well, I didn't know that. And then that guy who was one of our receivers, he like threw the ball at Willie, like when we were huddling up. I mean, like right here from me to you. Of course, you know, Willie did this. And, you know, and this, it was just a, because of, we're in this competitive game, we're trying to win, but it's flag football. And
it's church flag football.
And I just thought to myself, I just remember thinking about these verses, thinking, you know, we could all, because right across the street from the church building, we all go to the church building, they sing and all, and then we can't come out here and play a game without all this chaos and this anger.
Which is why I said, based on that text, verbally lash or physically lash, you were seeing both.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying you have to keep your body under control to not verbally lash out, nor to physically lash out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you leave bitter, that's the worst one of the bunch. You say, well, there's no way to get out of this situation. Just be a forgiving person and let it. So you got mad. You don't have to run your mouth about it, right, or pick up a club and beat your neighbor or throw a football at him.
Shut the lead down because I played too. I wasn't out there for everything that happened, but I would play every once in a while. But I had to shut it down because one of our staff, he was a missionary in residence, and he tied in with one of the members. They literally came to blows.
I think it's
he was working for the church.
It's more a sign of, if you see what y'all are talking about, that unfold in front of you, it's more a sign of maturity than it is.
But you know, I think it's an identity thing.
Young in the faith.
A lot of it was that.
Willie and I also, you know, we played basketball. And what's funny is the city league, it was way better
than
the church league.
Yeah.
And I think this church league, you know, competition, these people are so, you know, they get embarrassed more, you know, somehow or another, or they're not tough as far as, you know, being able to get over, so they get their feelings hurt and everybody, you know, is what I'm saying. They seem to be more common.
Well, the worst ones were the guys, especially in basketball, were the guys that maybe played small-time college ball or something, and they were pretty good.
Clips that come out of from the news media, like Little League baseball, and the parents is where all the trouble comes from.
Well,
I mean, the kids are playing ball, but the parents are having fist fights.
I went 14 years in Little League baseball with my two sons, and I coached a couple times, you know, toward the end, because I figured it out. It's all about the parents, you know. I mean, that is it. But I had more altercations, and I saw more things in those 14 years about anger over a call being missed. Yeah. You know, here's a guy, they're paying him $25 to call a game. You know, he's in college somewhere. And, you know, what do you think you're going to get? You think he's going to get it right? At the professional level, they don't get it right, you know, half the time. Well, this guy's like out. He don't know. And everybody I've seen them go crazy. The law being called, you know, and here we go.
Forgiveness, Al, in any culture, but especially in America, forgiveness comes slow, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's at the heart of why people do what they do.
Right.
You say they're unable just to say, give me a break. It's a Little League ball game. What am I doing fighting my neighbor here?
Picture, though, because it's all anger is about that short term. You just think how many crimes have been committed and just in a fit of rage. You know, there's a phrase in there that says a fit of rage.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You just lose it in the short term, and you can make a decision that will cost you the rest of your
That's
life.
That's why Jesus, when they came to him and they said, so how often should we forgive somebody? Seven times before we turn loose on them. And Jesus said, 70 times seven. His point
words,
was,
keep going.
You have to live a life. If you're going to solve this anger issue, you have to learn how to forgive, or you're going to be mad when you get up in the morning.
Yeah.
But I also think you got
to
learn.
What happened yesterday? Listen, there are people to be angry. And you know, what's the old movie? The Hacketts and
McCoys.
Yeah.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah. You know, they got to where it was called a feud.
For generations.
Generations.
Yeah. 100.
They ended up not even knowing why they were mad at each other.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's the way we train our kids. You know, when I went to Montana the other day, there was a woman and she had I could tell she was the grandma. And I would say this kid was five or six. But the kid was a terror. You know, when I turned around, I acknowledged him when I first came in. She's cute, this little girl, you know. But I just noticed her response was weird. Like, because the grandma was like, hey, how you doing? The kid's like looking at me like, don't be talking to me. Kind of disrespectful, I thought. Didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And, boy, that was... That was the beginning of the storm. That kid, you know, I mean, you got rules on an airplane. You know, you sit down and put your seatbelt on, shut your mouth, you know. Well, that kid was playing with that seatbelt, and I thought, well, that's not going to work because the stewardess is going to say anything. And the grandma kept saying, now put your seatbelt on, you know. Well, she put it on, then take it off. She's like, well, now put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on. Well, about the 50th time, everything in me was screaming to turn around and say, you say it once, and then there's consequences. Because that kid was a terror, and the kid kept getting mad about every little old thing, and I thought, this is what happens when there's no consistency.
No structure.
No structure and no discipline. Frustrated because the kid wants you to say, no, I said no. I mean, one little pop. Okay, we're good. Not going to have anger issues. It never happened. I was on that flight for 3.5 hours.
Ooh.
The same thing was said hundreds of times, and there was never a consequence the whole time. In fact, when we landed.
Wonder why America has a anger issue.
Look, when we were taxiing to the gate, she's like, nope, it's not time to take your seatbelt off. Look, she took her seatbelt off and ran down the middle. Well, the stewardess was like, get back in your seat, you know. And then she snapped. The kid started hollering. And I was like, you don't see where this is headed? I mean, this girl is going to be a terror.
She already is a terror.
Yeah. And she's mad, and she don't know why. All because you just won't stop life and say, I'm going to say this once, and there's going to be a pop, and everybody would have been happier.
Out in this world, out, get away from the Bible. If you don't have any knowledge of God— You say anger. There's what's the problem? Right. I mean, they won't even acknowledge that there is a problem.
I know. So we'll close it out with this. This is another good verse we didn't read. This is a great verse to live by, especially concerning this topic. This is James 1:19. My dear brothers, take note of this. It's something you need to listen to. Everyone should be quick to listen, more listening, slow to speak, less out, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. So that's the half-brother Jesus.
I noticed he said a lot about the tongue, James did.
Yeah.
But slow to speak, that means don't, because the first thing I mentioned a while ago is when they lash back, he used it with his mouth.
The tongue.
Let me bring up, he later on in James 4 said,
Jay saw it on an airplane.
James 4, he said, what causes quarrels among you? And, you know, we're talking about our wives and all this. You want something and you don't get it.
Yep.
It always comes back to expectations.
Yep. And selflessness.
People in basketball, you know, they get embarrassed. Why? Because they're not as good as they used to be, or you're better than me, and I'm mad, and you made me look bad. That's why you make your identity in Jesus, and you lower your expectations about everything else.
The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire. That's a world of evil among the parts. It corrupts the whole person, and it sets the whole course of his life on fire, and it itself set on fire by hell. I mean, if you read that, you're like, whoa.
I thought you were getting angry about getting angry.
No. Oh, okay. I'm just saying I'm raising my voice slightly because when I read that, I'm like, boy, that tongue. Just think about how many times your tongue gets you in trouble. You say, learn to control your tongue. Mm-hmm. Look, in America, I mean, people are just walking down the street. It's pathetic.
So I just learned a lesson. Never try to close the podcast by introducing one more verse, because, I mean, that just got Dad back in the mode. He was back in the zone.
Read the book of James.
Read the book of James.
Read the book of James.
And don't be so angry.
Yep.
So we're so glad you guys were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or YouTube or Facebook. And be sure and rate us on iTunes so that other people can know about the podcast.